I am an advisor to the Paw Sox on their ballpark project. I've worked with Larry Lucchino on both Camden Yards and on the renovation of Fenway Park. And so Larry brought me in when this project started to look very real. It's such a unique opportunity for the team to look at an urban site and to look at the opportunity to be transformational in the way that other cities have found baseball to be transformational.
What do you see as kind of the biggest opportunities of this site?
I think that 95 cut this particular site off from its neighborhood, and yet it belongs to no one. It doesn't belong to downtown. It doesn't belong to the Blackstone River. It's not part of Slater Mill, and this is an opportunity to really create a nugget that could hold all of those things together.
And in terms of challenges with this site, what are the challenges to building a ballpark on this kind of little nugget, as you put it?
I think the biggest challenge is how to respond to the riverfront and how to respond to the highway. Those are two very real barriers. And to open the ballpark up to the river so it is a very convincing part of the recreational opportunities that it offers and very much a part of designing a riverfront park, but it doesn't turn its back on the highway. It says to the highway, we're a gateway to Rhode Island, welcome.
I'm sure you know you're familiar with the debate over whether public funding should be used
yes.
to make this happen. What's your thought on that?
Well, I think that when we took our field trip and went to cities like Memphis, Birmingham, and Nashville, we heard very convincing stories from those cities of why it was important to have public financing in the park in order to be able to create this transformational opportunity, in order for the city to be able to have an ongoing role. It was a public venture. It's very much a municipal civic center. And so I think we're hopeful here in Rhode Island that it will be viewed the same way.
Some people brought up some of the challenges of downtown Pawtucket, including the many empty storefronts in between what is the proposed site for the ballpark and where the proposed train station would be. And I'm wondering what you think is a realistic timeline for seeing any of that get addressed.
It's interesting you ask about the timeline, because on our field trip, I realized in hindsight that we went to a park that was 15 years old, we went to a park that was about 5 years old, and we went to one that just opened. And you could literally see the maturation of the city and neighborhood around it based on the longevity of the park. And what's interesting to note is that while it's not an immediate transformation, that bringing those hundreds of thousands of people into the downtown neighborhood every year does change things. Suddenly those empty storefronts look like opportunities, not like something to turn your back on.
Do you really think Pawtucket is analogous to a place like Nashville?
Absolutely. Because it's every city is reinventing itself. And there's no reason Pawtucket can't reinvent itself. It may have been born as a mill town, but look at what's happening today. Look at the space we're in now. You know, this is an incubator space for technology and artists that are using technology, and that's the art community here in Rhode Island.
Although we should say that we're closer to the existing Paw Sox Stadium than the proposed site downtown where we stand today.
Yes, that's very true, but I think that what's interesting about the Slater Mill site is there's a great opportunity for growth. And I think one of the limitations of McCoy is that there's a very sound, stable residential community that wouldn't be appropriate to disrupt.